Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Another blessed Sunday in Jesus' name. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, has given me opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. This broadcast here is going to be dedicated, devoted to prayer. This is a 30-minute broadcast, prayer to prepare us to receive the word that will be coming at 7 o'clock p.m. So the phone number here is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any special prayer requests, call me at this number. And while I'm praying here, I will pray with you. 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like to give it over there, just contact us at email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com, the G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So, once again, I want to stress that this is a 30-minute broadcast devoted to prayer. First of all, prayer, where we will be prepared to receive the message tonight at 7 o'clock that I will be coming with at 7 o'clock p.m. The Lord has moved upon me or gave me to do this, and I just started doing this. I think it was last week or something like that, but many times we don't understand the role of prayer. Luke 18 and 1 tell us that men ought to always pray and not faint, and many times God will have you going into prayer before you deliver the word, that the ground may be broken, that the hearts of men, that he may go forth and prepare them to hear and receive the message of the word. So, without further ado, we are going to go into prayer. And wherever you're listening to me at, why don't you join in with me? Let us petition the Lord together. Let us pray together. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, another blessed day that you have blessed us to see, another opportunity you have given us to come together in the Word of God. Another opportunity you have given us today to come together and assemble in prayer. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I start off this prayer for tonight's broadcast upcoming at 7 o'clock. I pray that every heart that will be tuned in to it, that would listen to it, I pray their heart will be open to hear the word of the Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will move upon them to repent, to confess, Lord God, and turn away from that spiritual adultery that separates them and you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that those that who are doing it, who is not aware, may be awakened, that their eyes may be opened, that their ears may become unstopped. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they may hear the word of the Lord and repent. Father, I pray today, Lord God, that you would do a supernatural move on the broadcast, that all that would tune in would sense the power and presence of your spirit. And I ask, Lord, that you would deal with me in my heart and deal with me even with the words of my mouth, that it may bring glory and honor to your name. Lord God, I come this day to lift you up and to give your word to the people, that your people may hear and turn back unto you. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are doing a work in these days of restoring, and I know of your desire to restore your people. For your people have gotten off the path, and Lord God, I know your desire to bring them back onto the path. So, Lord, I pray that you would anoint the words of my mouth that will bring glory and honor to your name, that it may lift you up and cause others to hear and turn from the way that leads them astray. I pray, Lord, for that man of God who may have been struggling ever since he have turned away from you, ever since he have broken off faithfulness to you. I pray that that man of God would hear, confess, and repent. I pray that that woman of God who have turned away from you, who was known as a prayer warrior, who now have gotten wrapped up in other things, I pray that that woman of God will confess and repent and come back to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, that you may disappoint the devil once again and cause his plan that he has for the lives of your people to come to naught. Father, I want to thank you for today when a tornado was heading this way and you had given to me and the sisters to pray. And Lord God, no doubt that other saints in this city of Durant was praying too, that by the combined prayers of the saints here that you heard and you lifted that tornado and caused it to go away. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you, Lord, for showing us the authority you have given us in your name. We know that the tornado couldn't stay because the authority of Christ was greater. You said in your word that every knee should bow, and the knee of that tornado had to bow to you in the name of Jesus. It had to recognize who you were and who you are, and it had to leave in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray that you would continue to hear the word of your servants far and near. And, Lord God, in Jesus' name today, my desire in presenting your word is to present it straight, Lord God. We're not without any mixture of the flesh or anything. So, Lord, I'm looking to you to deal with me in my heart as I deliver the message, that message will be pure, and once again, that it will bring glory and honor to your name, in the name of Jesus. I pray today for that person who's listening, who may be blind, who may be physically blind, and may have heard your word that you gave sight to the blind in the scriptures, and may have prayed to you, Lord, and said, Lord, my desire, Lord, is to see again. And Lord God, that your word showed that you had given sight to the blind, even in the days of old. I believe you can do it again. I pray, Lord God, that you would do this supernatural move and act, and that you would cause his or her sight to return in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I pray, Lord, for that man of God who's been fasting and before you. I don't know who he is, but Lord God, I pray that, Lord, even as he's tend to get a little weak now, that you would strengthen him, give him assurance in his spirit that you heard him, that you see the fasting, you have heard the prayer, that you would answer in the mighty name of Jesus. And perhaps that woman of God, Lord, maybe she has misspoken. Lord God, she, Lord, feeling it, and she's down about it. And Lord, even though she may have repented, Lord, she still is feeling a little down. But I pray, Lord God, that you would bless her with the peace, even if people have been railing on her about what she said. And even though she may have admitted that she misspoken and asked for forgiveness. And Lord God, you know that many people is not always quick to forgive. But Lord God, I pray that you would give her a word of assurance in her spirit to let her know that you heard her and that you have forgiven her. And Lord God, I pray that you would uplift her spirit with your spirit and cause her joy to come in her heart in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. For those who are in need right now, coronavirus situation, Lord God, even that others have been telling them it's impossible to get certain needs that they stand in need of. Lord God, the coronavirus don't stop you from being God. The coronavirus do not halt your power. Lord God, we know that even in times like this, you still can perform. So therefore, Lord, perform this miracle for that family who is in need right now. Whatever need they stand, whether it's financially, materially, Lord God, or overall, maybe it's spiritually. They need an uplifting in their spirit. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let your spirit touch them. Bring this uplifting unto them in the name of Jesus, that their heart may be lifted up in Christ Jesus to give you glory. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray, Lord, for your missionaries who have went over into the other countries, and pray for the missionaries now who's over there and their lives is in danger right now, God. They're being threatened and told not to preach you to the people. Lord God, I pray that according to your word, you said that you have your angels camp right around about us. I pray that those who have been threatening, that you would do like you did the servant of Elijah, that you would open their eyes that they may behold the angels of the Lord encamp round about the people. In the name of Jesus, let them know, Lord God, that you are the people's protector, that you are the protector of those who go forth and spread the gospel, that go forth and spread your word right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I pray for the ministry here in Durant, Mississippi, all the churches here, that, Lord God, that you would do a work among the heart of every pastor, every one in the ministry, that, Lord God, that we could truly come together as born-again believers and preach repentance in this city to the people. Lord, we know of your desire and your heart that the people may repent and be saved. And I pray, Lord, this day that you would do this work in the hearts of the leaders and the churches here, and let them know the seriousness of your order and of your command. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody is crying out to you today, Lord. Door. Whosoever is hearing, someone who has a broken bone in their body, has been giving them pain, Lord God, I pray that you will restore that bone and make it whole. Jesus, for they've been taking whatever they could take to stop the pain, and it haven't been fully stopping it. But Lord God, pain does not stop you from being God. A broken bone does not stop you from being God. Bone does not make you powerless. Pain does not make you powerless, God. So I petition you right now to show your hand in this person's life. In the name of Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Heal that bone. Cause it to mend and come together. In Jesus' name. Cause that tumor, whoever listening, to go away. Cause it to go away. When the doctors look again, they won't find it. In the name of Jesus. I pray for whoever it may be. In the name of Jesus. Perhaps, Lord, that they may be crying out to you, and they may have never had before. But this time they're crying out because they acknowledge that if you don't do it, nobody can. And so, Lord, answer the call, Lord God. Answer the call, Lord. Show your hand and your power. Show that you are stronger than a tumor. That a tumor is not more powerful than thee. In Jesus' name, I command the tumor to leave. I command it to go. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I command fear to leave, whoever's listening. The fear that has caused you to being afraid to be alone, and you have went into other acts that is not pleasing of God, because Satan has had you in fear of being alone. I pray for this person right now, Lord, that they may repent of the acts that they have done that is not pleasing unto you, and be delivered from this fear. In the name of Jesus, every sexual act that they have done because of the loneliness and all that, Lord, deliver them and purge them and cleanse them from, in the name of Jesus. Right now, hallelujah, cause them to repent, Lord, that they may be delivered. Confess that they may be delivered. Open their eyes and show the seriousness of this thing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. I pray for the young man or young woman who has built up a great hunger for your word. And, Lord, they have stressed to you that, God, I want to know your word. And doing what they can, and it seems like to them they're getting nowhere. But, Lord God, I ask that you would not let them leave from the table without giving them something in your word. Lord God, I know that will catch their attention. God, that will strengthen their faith. That would encourage them, Lord. So do, Lord. Do, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. It's very important that don't forget prayer. And don't forget that we need to have a prayer life as well as a study the word life. In these last days, there are going to be people who possibly have never prayed to God. Things is going to get so intense that they're going to start praying. You're going to start seeing some people you never thought of would do it. Some people you never thought of will ask you about the Bible, going to ask you. Some people you never thought of that you're going to come in and just see them reading the Bible, that you never thought that they would pick up a Bible in their whole lives. Because all the ridiculing that they used to do and the talking. But see, things is going to get so intense. We think it's intense now because it's coronavirus. Lord Jesus, we ain't seen the fullness yet. And if we are acting the way we're acting with this coronavirus, Lord, help us. Lord, help us. I want to give this testimony before I go off. And I know I said it's going to be dedicated to prayer, but I want to give this testimony tonight and right now. And I might give it again at a 7 o'clock broadcast. I don't know, whatever the Lord say, but some of you who have been listening to me pray may have noticed I prayed about thanking God for uplifting this tornado. And there was a tornado about to hit here. This was about, I don't know, maybe 3 hours ago, a little over 3 hours ago. And here in Durant, we have a big alarm that go off that tornadoes coming or something like that. The alarm go off. Sometimes it go off once and then go off again, you know, take little breaks. And so around about something to two, I think, it started going off, but it stayed going, you know. And that is not something very common it does, but it stayed. And one of the sisters called the first time and said, Brother Nate, they said a storm is, I think she said around a city called Yazoo City, which is about 45 minutes from here. And she said, they said people here in Durant is coming this way and need to take shelter. And I said, okay. And we hung up. And then she called back. And she said, Brother Nate, they said it, I don't know, they said Ed Goodman or coming through Goodman or something like this. Which Goodman is no more than about 5 or 10 minute drive here. And she said, Brother Nate is coming this way. And I said, sister, we need to pray. And another sister was on the phone with her too. So all three of us on the phone. And I give this testimony because in prayer we was praying, and you talking about praying. And what we did, we exercised the authority of Jesus Christ gave us against the storm. Oh yeah. So, some of y'all may think this is a joke, but did you know what came in the authority package that Jesus gave unto you? Yes, he gave us power over demons and devils, okay? But just like Jesus spoke to the storm in the scriptures and said, peace be still, he's giving you that authority. Oh, yeah. This authority of Christ ain't a joke now. It ain't nothing to play with. Take no long time, okay? And I can sense in my spirit that God was doing as we prayed. And I thank God for the authority of Jesus Christ, because what he was showing, that there's nothing more powerful than him. When you're in right standing with God and you exercising that authority right, guess what, people? It works. It works. Amen. It works. And it brought such joy to my spirit. I mean, hallelujah. It works. Be to God, thank God for it. The authority of Jesus Christ. And I tell you, when I looked out my back window, I looked at the trees, they were still, standing still. Window blowing here, left, right, all hard, standing still. Rain has ceased. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I guarantee you, the way that tornado was out here, I guarantee you that some people here in Durant, if they never prayed, I bet you they start praying. And I can see why some things God will permit. Because sometimes his own people need to be shaken out of a slumber, out of a slothfulness, out of complacency. Amen. And I might get on that a little bit on this in this next broadcast coming up at 7 o'clock when I talk about spiritual adultery. Amen. And glory to God. So I am grateful for this opportunity I have right now to pray. Because when they talked about this tornado, as the sister was telling me, she said the tornado had touched down. And I remember the tornado that hit here 3 years ago. It didn't fully touch down. Did a great damage. Thought if it would have touched down, it probably would have leveled Durant. And so today when she called and said, they said, Brother Nate, it has touched down. It has touched down. That means it's down. It's touched down. That tornado today could have came through here and just took out Durant. Because if it touched down and running on the ground, you can rest assured these houses out right here won't stand it. So I am grateful once again for the authority of Jesus Christ. Thank God for all of you. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast, and I hope and pray to God that I will be seeing you at 7 o'clock. God bless and have a blessed day.